Why do you have a horse in Walmart?
Yeah.
And he claimed it was his emotional support
horse. Shut up. I'm so sick of that.
Right? This guy I saw on TikTok imitating every man who's ever taken up a hobby is so true.
I found a new hobby. For 8 straight days, I will do NASA level research on this hobby. I have now decided this hobby is who I am, and I will never quit. I just spent an entire paycheck on this hobby I've barely started. I'm talking about this hobby in every conversation I have. Honestly, I think I can make money on this hobby. This hobby's starting to feel like a job now. I've done this hobby so much, I'm now burnt out. I've officially quit this hobby.
Feels so true. I don't know if I go that hard. Maybe I have once or twice, but I know guys that just like on a dime, all of a sudden, they go hard.
Yeah, it is weird.
Guys do it more than women, it feels like.
I think it's different.
Or do they go harder and quicker?
I think guys kind of zero in on like one thing, whereas girls kind of try, they follow trends and they, they're more in the know, whereas guys, I think, focus on like one thing.
Guys are hunting. They're focused their spear on the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
Whereas women are gathering.
Maybe.
Foraging.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
I know guys that have gone, this is so hard for bourbon. So many of my friends, like, I don't like bourbon. All of a sudden, I love bourbon.
Right.
I know everything about bourbon. I just spent $1,200 on a special rare 12-year-old bourbon. And then I'm going to host a podcast about bourbons.
Right. I'm going to start making bourbon.
I'm going to make bourbon. I'm sick of bourbon. Yeah. I moved on. I'm into tequila now. Yeah. Friends have done this with drones.
Drones.
Right.
Yeah,
they'd have like a drone. And they're like, oh, yeah, like I'm really into drones. I just spent $4,000 on the same drone they used on Mission Impossible and they filmed it. And they're like, I could do real estate videos with these drones.
Yeah.
I crashed my drone. Yeah. I'm done with drones.
What about like watches?
I've had some friends that are really into watches.
Yeah. My cousin is really into watches. And I know like a lot of other people are. And yeah, it's one of those things I think you hit a certain age and you're like, oh, I want a nice watch. And then you get into all of the watch details. And
my friend Brian, he lives in Nolensville. Great guy. Mm-hmm. He got into watches.
Yeah.
He was into watches so much, he would wear watches that didn't work.
Just because they were
went,
cool.
They went with this like sweater. Like, this is the appropriate watch for this.
Oh,
what time
funny.
Is it? I have no idea.
Yeah, my watch is broken, but it looks cool.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
What about your dad? I know your dad's visiting right now.
Yeah, yeah. He, I was trying to rack
is
my
he a
brain.
Hobby guy?
He's not, but him and his brother, who's he's 8 years older than him, they're really into Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
all
can be a
they have all this Civil War memorabilia. They have clothes like what the woman wear, what each guy wore in the battle.
Do they go looking for like things that are buried in, you know, I think this is a bullet from
they have bullets, they have guns, they have all the things, they have shackles. They have like
shackles.
They do. They have a ton of stuff and they used to work back east. They'd have trips and stuff they'd have to go on. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of battlegrounds there. And then when they come visit here, they go and they have a ton of memorabilia. It's
They'll
crazy.
Do the reenactments, even though it's technically it's LARPing. Oh,
yes.
You people who are dressing up as animals or, you know,
I know
Legend of Zelda. Guess what?
Yeah, we got you beat.
You're weird.
Ours is real. Ours happened.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So this is pretty cool. Nashville is going to be one of either 10 to 15 boutiques that are the first to open the Bissinger's chocolate.
I don't know. It sounds expensive and fancy.
Very fancy. The company has been around for 350 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, Woe was right. It's going to open, of course, at Green Hills Mall.
Yeah,
but
going to go where the money is.
But yeah, Nashville is one of 10 to 15 in the whole world of stores that is going to be open for this chocolate business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're the It City.
We're the It City.
It just took 350 years after they made this chocolate for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that I was going through as I saw that, oh, there's a big Honda recall. I just bought a car, right? And I'm like, oh, it's a Honda, but it's not Accords, right? Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's not an Accord hybrid, is it? Yes, it is.
No way.
But it's not like from the last couple of years. Yes, it is.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Accord hybrids between 2023 and 2025. If you have one, you're going to be getting a recall notice because the, I guess, software that lights up the dashboard.
Right.
Because it's all, you know, digital. Apparently, that can reset while you're driving. So, I mean, it's not like you go careening off the road.
No,
you're just
but
like,
still.
You don't look at your, see your speed anymore or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Whoa, so, you have to go old school and look at the speedometer.
Yeah, right. Right. Just like, yeah, make sure I'm not passing every other car out of the road.
Yeah, just stay equal with the car beside you. Well, I must be hungry right now because I have another food thing. But McDonald's is launching their pickle fries, which they're just normal fries, but they have Grinch salt, which is dill pickle flavored salt that
is
you
it
can sprinkle.
Green?
It is green.
Just
yeah.
Grinch, yep.
Yeah. And you can get it in an adult Happy Meal with either chicken nuggets or Big Macs. So kind of festive, kind of cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. I won't try them. I don't like pickle stuff, but
I'm not a pickle guy. But
there's
I know
a lot
people
of pickle lovers.
Would, yeah. They would walk over their mother
right.
to get to pickles
yeah.
on the other side.
Yeah.
Gina, you found a quiz that has something to do with Totally Hits Music. And Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, this is great. So on BuzzFeed, there's a quiz. You can pick some of 80s hits and we'll guess your favorite Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some.
All right, put me through the quiz.
Okay. Another One Bites the Dust, Fast Car, Sweet Child of Mine, or Purple Rain?
I love Another One Bites the Dust and Purple Rain. I've got to pick one, so I'm going to go with Another One Bites the Dust.
Okay, that's what I did too. Born in the USA, Jesse's Girl, Never Gonna Give You Up, or Running Up That Hill?
Got to give it to Rick Astley. Got to Rick Roll.
Rick Roll. Okay, last one. Call Me Nasty. Call Me, comma, Nasty. I Hate Myself for Loving You, or Sweet Dreams.
I'm going to go with Sweet Dreams are Made of This.
Okay.
Eurythmics.
You got mashed potatoes.
I like mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
is that supposed to be my favorite thing?
It is. It says you're more of a picky eater for Thanksgiving, so it's no question that your favorite is mashed potatoes. Add in some gravy, and your whole plate is complete right there.
All right, BuzzFeed. All right. We know you mean nothing. This is just a stupid exercise,
yeah.
But it's kind of fun anyway.
It's so fun. If you want to take it, I posted it on our Facebook page, Totally Hits Nashville, so you can go take it for yourself. I took it and I got turkey, so.
I would say it's turkey or stuffing for me.
I love stuffing.
I love stuffing, especially yeah. if it's like somebody makes like a slightly different kind of stuffing.
Yeah.
Oh,
so do you call it stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like one of those many words where it's just like everybody's in different part of the country has a different name for it.
Yep.
Or even if you live like in Laverne and you live in Nashville, they call it different things.
Yeah. How does that happen?
Totally Hits. Woody and Jim in the morning. 93.3. How's your morning going so far? Need a mood boost? We have one.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
A family in Westchester has a lot to be thankful for this season. Their 18-month-old is finally heading home after spending her entire life so far in the hospital. She was born 16 weeks early and weighed just over 1 pound. Yeah.
Think about that.
I know. And she's finally heading home. She's fought a heart defect, a brain bleed, and even lung disease.
Wow,
yeah.
She's a fighter.
So, so happy for the family. They're saying, you know, she's so strong. I feel like that's a testament to all of it. She wants to be home. She's fought all this time. She's been so positive. So really, really exciting. Her first Thanksgiving and Christmas home of her little life.
Congratulations to that family. What an awesome bit of news.
Yep.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. If your head's bobbing, you're matching Gina and I. Totally Hits 93.3 with Woody and Jim in the morning. Woody's off today. There is a new picture of Jelly Roll out. If you haven't seen it, he has lost his beard.
It's not AI. It's real.
So, I mean, nobody's loved more in Nashville, I think, than maybe Dolly mm-hmm. and Jelly Roll, right? We love the guy. Mm-hmm. And so he's been on this transformation
yeah.
for about 3-4 years now
yeah.
of losing weight, and he has dropped so much weight.
Yeah, over 200 pounds now, I think.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And now, I think Bunny posted it on her social media, mm-hmm. pictures of Jelly Roll with his beard shaved off.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, like,
me too.
Aside from the tattoos, I would not have recognized. He could have walked right past me. I wouldn't know it was him.
Yeah, I think it was a good, I think it's a good thing because, I mean, it cleans him up a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, and his image isn't like screaming clean, you know.
Right.
But I think it helps give us like a better understanding of how much weight he's actually lost because his face is so slim.
Right. We didn't realize when the beard was there, it was hiding how much he had really lost.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing about it is that he's like the same guy.
No
matter all this stuff that has changed, mm-hmm. he's remained like the truly like wonderful, generous, you know, heartfelt, lovable guy that we've always loved.
Yep.
That's not always been the case.
No.
I had a guy that I worked with years ago who was kind of a larger, you know, Jelly Roll pre the transformation.
Okay.
And he got one of the, like, the stomach stapling surgery. And,
oh, yeah.
And he slimmed down a lot, which was great for him.
Mm-hmm.
But his personality completely changed.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, people who go through a transformation like that and they're like, had to rely maybe on their personality or their humor or something
right.
a little bit more. And now they're like, ooh, I'm hot. I'm too cool for school now.
I got a little strut going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like people can't mess with me now. I don't have to be funny.
Drink me in.
Yeah.
I'm eye candy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know.
So that's a bummer.
If you want to see it, we've got it on the Totally Hits 93.3 app, which you can download from totallyhitsnashville.com or whatever app store you use. I've got a poster right there. Besides the big crosses on his face.
Right.
Would you recognize him?
Yeah.
If he was, like, say, the guy who was working on your car?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
No.
Gender Wars is brought to you by Tree Fellers. When you need those trees to disappear, put Tree Fellers on the job. Go to localtreefellers.com. It's time for the classic game, Men versus Women. Who knows more about the other side? It's Gender Wars. And joining us on the line from Hendersonville, we have April and Bill from Belle Meade. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Bill, who has the best shakes?
Well, I just had one from Chick-fil-A, and it was really good. So I'll go with Chick-fil-A.
Solid choice. What about you, April? Who has the best shakes?
So I have food allergies and cannot have shakes at most places, but my family likes Handles for milkshakes.
Oh, okay.
I've been wanting to go there.
Yeah, I'll try it. All right. It's got April's family's approval. All right, let's get going. We have a screw for both of you in case you need it. Let's do multiple choice to kick things off. April, where is Top Golf in Nashville? Is it in East Nashville, Brentwood, or Cool Springs?
East Nashville?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Nice. All right, Bill. Which of the following names is one of Beyoncé's children? Blue Ivy, Northwest, or Black Orchid?
I have no clue, so I'll go with Black Orchid.
You're close. Blue Ivy. You were close.
Different color, different flower.
Yeah.
Okay. April, what action star became famous in the totally radical movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
That is correct. All right. So far, April's perfect. Bill, you need this.
All right. You got it, Bill. What do they sell at a store named Maurice's?
Wow. I've never even heard of Maurice's. Donuts. I don't know.
Oh,
they do not sell donuts.
It's clothes.
And by a score of 2-0, there's no way he could come back. April's our winner.
Woo!
Sorry, Bill. Sometimes they line up for you, sometimes they don't. Congratulations, April. We've got tickets for you to go to Mistletoe Merchants. Thanks to both of you
Perfect.
For playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. It's the game that's almost as fun as the theme song we play to start it off. It's our version of Dead or Alive called Dead Wrong.
Is that celebrity in the cemetery. Is he still going strong? Aussie long gone. VIP or RIP, I'll bet you're dead wrong.
So, Gina, you're going to be the one that's go through this today.
Okay.
I'm going to test your skills. Do you remember if these people are still kicking or not?
Okay.
We're going to do music edition.
Ooh, all right.
Jimmy Buffett. Oh. Is he still playing Margaritaville Live, or is he on the beach forever?
He's on the beach forever.
You are correct.
Yay, kind of.
Right. Should we cheer for that? Yeah. No, we're cheering for the right answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner.
Oh.
Is she still rolling on the river?
No, I think she passed away because they just did like a statue.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, in here in Tennessee.
Yep.
You're right. Okay, so far you're doing really well.
All right, yay.
All right, can you be perfect in the three?
Oh, man.
Barry Manilow, is he still the man who writes the songs?
Oh.
Or is he gone to the great beyond?
Oh, man, my family's going to hate me if I get this wrong because we always listen to Copacabana at Christmas and we start like a conga line. I'm going to say he's, they can't all be dead, can they?
I don't know.
Okay, my first instinct was going to say he's dead, so I'm going to say dead.
He is not dead.
Oh,
two
shoot.
For three. Two out of three.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay, I'll take it.
Good job.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Ultimate justice or revenge, you might say, at the Miss Universe pageant. Last week, organizers were having a big meeting with all the contestants, and one of the organizers, with a microphone, was berating and bullying Miss Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
And all the contestants said, we're not having it. And they just got up and walked out. It was all on video. In fact, it was live streamed. So this guy has been fired. And last night, Miss Mexico won Miss Universe.
Woo, that's awesome.
The ultimate na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, that's some good payback right there.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, some Narcan vending machines are popping up all over Nashville. I guess drug overdoses and deaths have gone down since they've shown up. So it's a good thing. There's three currently. There's one in West End. There's one in East Nashville and one in South Nashville. So in case you didn't know, Narcan helps reverse the effects of overdoses caused by opioids like fentanyl and things like that. So
it's kind of amazing.
Kind of amazing. Good to have on hand. It's awesome that they're offering this around town. So, yeah.
This is sort of interesting. You're in Walmart. And a horse walks by.
What?
A man brought his horse into a Walmart in Louisiana, walked it straight down the middle of the store, brought it right to the back where they sell hard seltzer, grabbed a six-pack, and then paid for it and walked out.
Oh my gosh.
Walmart's gonna press charges. Apparently he left before they could call the cops.
Whoa.
But the guy did say before he left, because there was people saying, why do you have a horse in Walmart?
Yeah.
And he claimed it was his emotional support
horse. Shut up. I'm so sick of that.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's
crazy. He's not going to get away with it. They're going to hunt him down.
Well, I hope they hunt down all the people who bring snakes into stores as an emotional support animal, too. They should be arrested, sent to jail for life just for having a pet snake.
Snakes are a thing for Gina.
Yeah, just they're the devil.
Sometimes people, I think, want a pet for the attention that brings them.
Totally.
It's like not be like I could leave him at home, but then nobody would ask me about it.
Totally.
And think I'm special.
Yeah. No, you're just weird.
There's three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Gina just can't stop spoiling things for herself.
No.
So Wicked came out in theaters last night.
Yeah.
It already made $20 million. So there's a lot of pent up anticipation for the final Wicked movie of the two. Mm-hmm. I saw it already. I enjoyed it, maybe not as much as the first one. I'm one of the few people who's kind of in the middle. There are people that can't stand Wicked, don't even talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are so into it, you just don't even want to make eye contact.
Yeah, like you don't want to talk to them about it.
Yeah. But it's a very enjoyable movie. It's very well done. It's answering all the questions that if you aren't familiar with the Broadway musical, that you'll find out. Like,
oh, good.
Okay, who's where's the Tin Man? What's going to happen with, you know, the Cowardly Lion and things like that?
Okay.
So those answers are given. I just didn't enjoy it as much as the first one, but still quite good.
Yeah.
So when you watched the first one, Gina, did you do what you usually do? And then just a few minutes in, Google what happens later in the movie at the end?
Yeah, because I had a suspicion. I thought that, like, Oz was going to be Elphaba's dad.
Okay.
And so I was, like, looking back through to, like, kind of fact check almost, or just, like I said, understand what was going on in the movie. Because I didn't grow up, like, watching it or reading it on Broadway. Like, this is my first... I think my mom even took me to the Broadway musical when it was in Seattle, and I fell asleep during it. Like, I'm
you
not
were a child, right?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was in college.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to make excuses.
To be fair, I was hungover.
I was gonna say, yeah, you didn't fall asleep. You passed out.
Yes, I passed out.
Too much vodka, Red Bulls.
I told her I didn't want to go. She made me go. I fell asleep as payback. So, yeah, I wanted to understand, like, what was going on in the movie, because, as I said before, sometimes I get lost and whatever. So I ended up spoiling. I couldn't stop there. I couldn't stop at the first Wicked. So I ended up, like, spoiling the whole second.
Everything.
But the good thing about being pregnant is you forget a lot.
So your lapses in memory are working for you.
Yes, they're working to my benefit. Now,
you
there's some things.
It, but you forgot it.
Yeah, like, I remember big concept ideas, but not specifics of them. So I'm still like, oh, could Oz be Elphaba's dad? I can't remember if that was how the first movie ended, or if
how
it
is Dorothy going to move into this,
like,
story?
I know the general idea of how the Tin Man and the lion and the scarecrow come to be, but I can't remember, like, specifics of it.
Okay, it's just a vague notion.
Just a vague, like, okay, I know what's going on, but I can't remember, like, what's what, who's who, what happens.
So when you see, like, a World War II movie, like, about Pearl Harbor, do you go, I need to Google how this thing turns out?
Yeah, and just, like, I follow it along with Wikipedia as it's going.
I looked it up. World War II. Guess what? U.S. wins. Yeah. What do you got going this weekend, Gina?
I have a busy weekend. My family and I are going to the Preds game tomorrow night. Tonight we have our last birthing class.
Oh.
So I'm excited. Yeah, we get to tour, like, the birthing center and stuff, so that'll be kind of exciting.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then Sunday we're going to church, and then the Seahawks game. They're playing the Titans.
All right.
Yeah, so another win in the book, hopefully.
Easy W for the Seahawks.
Yeah, what about you?
I don't have a ton going on. I think we're going to drop by and see some friends tonight. We're going to hopefully, we'll have to use umbrellas, but we're going to grill some steaks.
Oh, nice.
And then over the weekend, I plan on catching up and maybe finishing All Her Fault.
Oh, so good.
The kidnapping mystery.
Yes.
On Peacock.
Yeah.
I'm about three episodes in.
Oh,
and I have my theories on who the kidnappers are.
I cannot wait to hear what you thought of it. Yeah.
And Woody, who's out today, he's going tomorrow night to TPAC to the puppet Die Hard show where they're reenacting Die Hard. It's like a Christmas carol and it's supposed to be very funny. So I can't wait to get his review
on
the puppet show. That's so Woody. Thanks for hanging out with us today.